Shabbat says, so we are continuing Mitzvah. Actually, today we're going to go ahead and conclude the introduction. Shabbat says, so remember again, we've been focusing so beautifully on the Mechaber's discussion with us as to why Bitachon is such an Bitachon in Hashem. Specifically, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such an incredibly powerful and overwhelming tool. So we begin, again, I'm in the Hebrew version on page 30. He says, Umehen, another benefit ultimately to Bitachon. This is really beautiful. Simchasal b'chol inyan shiatikeyu elov. So once they listen to this, a person that v'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to remain besimcha, is able to remain joyful in every single life situation. V'miya k'negativa. We'll say even if halacha l'maisa, what's happening to him is not something he wants. I will say, is this not the most profound thing in the world? Right? So somebody ultimately who has bitachon is able to maintain a sense of simcha in life, a sense of joy, even when things don't go my way. Because why? I have bitachon Hashem. And because I have bitachon Hashem, shelo yaselo ela tov lo b'chol inyan. They both say, what does bitachon mean? And we're going to talk about this more in Perek Aleph. Right? This is not yet Perek Aleph, right? All this, right? So I said, sometimes you have to learn a lot in life even before you get up to the first chapter. Right? So I'll say, so what's bitachon? We're going to see this, but the word bitachon doesn't simply mean belief. The word bitachon means trust. The word bitachon means trust that engenders a sense of security. So if I truly trust and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my sense of trust, then ultimately, I know that He is the great choreographer of everything that happens in my life. And if that's the case, then even when things don't go my way, I'm able to maintain a sense of simcha, because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has my back. He has my back. He is the one choreographing all of the events, and if He's doing it, then by definition, somehow, someway, it's going to be great. I believe that Hashem is only going to do what is good for me in every single life situation. This is actually very beautiful. He gives a beautiful mashal. You know, when a mother takes her newborn, and we'll say, if you ever, right, first ever had this chus, you can think back, a person has a schus to have children. Right? And if you remember again, the first time you bathed your baby, right? What happens when you start bathing the baby? Baby is screaming, right? Screaming. I remember, again, I will say, there are certain memories that I remember my daughter. Right? It was our first child. You know, everything is a first, right? With the first, everything, you know, that first bath, you know, like the little baby bath, you know, you put the baby in there, and you think you're doing great, and the baby starts screaming. And then as a new parent, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, maybe the water's too hot, right? Maybe you test it with your wrist. And everyone's like, why test it with your wrist and not your glass thing? Is there anything to that? No, all right, good. And that's the other thing you learn, right? That all of this stuff is ridiculous, right? Right? But the mamish, like the baby screaming, maybe it's too much soap, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You take the washcloth on the face, it's screaming, this, that. And then I'll say, what happens? You realize that sometimes there are things that you do for your children, and it's the best thing in the world, but you know what? They're going to scream anyway. They're going to, and by the way, it actually never stops, right? It actually keeps on going throughout life, right? Again, I'm benefiting you. I love you. I'm giving you. And you're always screaming. So I will say, see, as our kids get older, they can at least talk back. So we understand, you know, what it is that they're, hey, but right, they're still screaming, right? But I will say, but like, I just want to, not Akiva, all right? Akiva's over here. He's not that kind of kid. Let's say, so Lamaise again, he gives a beautiful mashal, right? So the infant, is screaming. Why the infant is uncomfortable? The infant is this, right? Because maybe it is. Maybe, you know, it's the baby bath, like it's a little cold, right? Not all of their skin is necessarily, their whole body is not, say, submerged the whole time. So there is discomfort. And then you take the baby out and you have to dry the baby. And again, as soft as the towel is, the baby doesn't always like the sensation. Then you have to swaddle the baby. And the swaddling, sometimes again, the baby doesn't want to go ahead and be constricted. Right? Sometimes the baby's nails are a little bit long, so you have to go ahead and cover. So there's all this stuff and the baby's uncomfortable and the baby feels in pain. But yet the mother the whole time is like, Shefala, Mamala, I love you. I'm just taking care of you. You're good. I've got this. I've got this. The baby wishes that it could just do whatever it wants, but the mother, so says the Mechaber, what a metaphor for life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you have bitachon in Hashem, I must say it's the most beautiful metaphor in the world. If you have bitachon in Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam is the mother who swaddles me. And sometimes it's not comfortable to be swaddled. And I must say, you know it, right? You pretty much like make your baby into like a UPS package, right? In other words, that like, you know, all that's missing is like the return to sender, you know, label that you smack on it, right? In other words, that's a whole, it's like a package. It's like a package. It's not comfortable, right? It's not comfortable. It's constricting. It's constricting, right? The natural state of a person is that they want to be able to flail about. I want to be able to move. And constricting movements. I will say, how many times does it happen in life? I want to do something. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu swaddles me. How does he constricts my movement. I can't move. I can't do what I want to do. And I'm upset. I don't want to be swaddled. I don't want to be swaddled. I want to move my hand here. I want to go here. I want to do this. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He's cooing. Just like the mother does when the baby is struggling, when it's swaddled. The mother holds it and says, I love you. I have you. Just relax. Just relax. This is how it has to work. So says, Rosé, it's so incredibly beautiful. So sometimes in life, I get swaddled, but I don't want to be swaddled. So when a person has bitachon, he knows that the Ribono Shel Olam is that loving, nurturing mother who takes care of me every step of the way. It's not going my way. Yeah, a lot of times in life, things don't go my way. But if I have bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam, then I know that I will say, you know, one of the most humbling things we have to come to is my way isn't always the right way, right? Sometimes what bitachon Hashem means is, I think I know the right way, but then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and says, no, we're not going this way, we're going that way, that's because Hashem knows the right way much better than I do. Such an incredible idea. So David HaMelech himself in Tehillim ultimately again compares HaKadosh Baruch Hu kigamul alai imo, right? Just like a mother, just like a child knows that ultimately the mother is there to love him, to protect him, to nurture him no matter what in life. So that's how we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So I will say, so this is the end of the introduction. And he says, V'cheven shebi'arti mito alos habitochon be'elokim v'ana osav b'atora uba'olam mashin is damin li'evar atame'in habitochon shivadvarim. So I will say, what we're going to see is as follows. We have seven chapters of Shar HaBitachon ahead of us. What the Mechaber now does is something very interesting, which is he tells us what it is that he's going to accomplish in each of the chapters. This is what we're going to do. So we'll say again, coming attractions. So we'll say, we are going to see as follows. So he says like this, Echad Mehem. So we'll say, so in the first chapter, we're going to talk about Ma'u HaBitachon. Talk about a definition of Bitachon. Sheni, B'sibas HaBitachon Al Beruim. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, we're going to see, second chapter, we're going to discuss, if you're going to put your place in people, what are the criteria for placing your trust in people? And I will say, of course, I want to give you the punchline ahead of time. The punchline ahead of time is, no one meets those criteria. And I will say, now that sounds like very like, you know, negative. It's not. We're going to see, we'll say, you have to trust people. Let's be clear. And we'll say, but there's going to be a difference. We'll say, remember, bitachon is a different level. Bitachon means I trust in you fully and totally. And therefore, again, my sense of security totally stems from this relationship. So we're going to see Abu Sa'id, that only exists by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's number 10, chapter 2. Shlishi, Beber HaKdamos Asher Avorin Ischai V'Abitachon. So I will say, ultimately, again, we'll see in chapter 3, the principles that require a person to place their bitachon in Hashem. So the chiyuv esek besibus, but I will say this is interesting. So chapter 3, we're going to talk about that as much as you're supposed to have bitachon in Hashem does not negate the need for hishtagus, for putting in effort, right? And I will say bitachon doesn't mean you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, right? Bitachon means you got to place your trust, but you also have to roll up your sleeves and make things happen in life. Next. Harvi, Bera Advarma Shabai Ashabai Miyabitachon. So we'll say ultimately again, fourth chapter, we're gonna talk about when does the concept of bitachon truly apply. The chi of shivcha gnusabahem. and ultimately again a distinguishing ultimately again between proper bitachon and inappropriate bitachon. Okay, chamishi. As well, says all just coming to church. Chamishi behefesh yesh ben esek habotech belokim besivos haterech ubein esek mishein habotech belokim bahem. So we'll say in ultimately again we're going to see the difference between one who places their bitachon in Hashem when it comes to matters of earning a living versus one who doesn't place their bitachon in Hashem in that area of life. Shishi bever anfe chiyuv gnus das omrim ba'arichos hatayvas ha'olam. Sixth chapter, Bosai. Excuse me. We're going to go ahead and talk about people who go ahead and instead of focusing on bitachon, go ahead and focus on building up wealth, which essentially means people who decide to devote themselves to material pursuits rather than to spiritual ones. And they delay the acquisition of spirituality until they gain all of their material needs. And as we'll say, that's talking about a group of people who say, I love Ruchnius. I love Ruchnius. Just what? I don't love it yet. In other words, there's work I have to do, right? I got to make money, I got to do my stuff, and then Amir Tzashem, then there's going to be plenty, right? When I have everything I need, then I'll have room for Ruchnius in my life. The name Balia Mashkonos. So we're going to see ultimately again, these are called people, collateral Jews. Again, we'll discuss why he gives that definition to those individuals. Ushvi, seventh chapter, we'll talk about B'mafsidi HaBitachon B'Elokim. So we'll talk about the things which detract or diminish from Bitachon. V'chomashet Tzarech L'daber B'inyin HaBitachon L'katzer B'chalokov. And ultimately, again, we'll talk, the seventh chapter will include like a review. A review of everything, ultimately, again, that we've done up until this point. And halacha lemaisa, again, a little bit of an overview of the various pieces of bitachon as well. So we'll say, so that ultimately, again, is our introduction. We'll say, technically speaking, so today's limud goes into Perak Aleph. What we're just going to do is we're going to leave Perak Aleph in Yiras Hashem tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a little bit ambitious. And we'll finish Perak Aleph, which is just two paragraphs in Yiras Hashem. We'll begin Perak Beis as well. Both saying, Shkoyach.
Take care, Jack. Thank you.